For today's In Touch, I talked to Michelle Lowe with HCI Hospice Care Services about the recognition they give to the veterans they care for.
We try to do veteran pinning ceremonies for all of our veteran patients as soon as we can after they get on services. He is in a nursing facility, this particular patient that we have tomorrow. So we go wherever the patient calls home. We read the 91st Psalm, which is the soldier's psalm. We say the Pledge of Allegiance. I read a small little script and then a poem. It's called What is a Veteran? And then we present the patient with the lapel pin. And our chaplain is actually a veteran himself. And so he pins the lapel pin onto the patient while I read what the pin stands for, what the significance of each part of the pin. And then we also present them with a framed certificate.
And do you know how many veterans you've done this for?
He's our 10th one since June.
Oh, really? So this is something you just started?
Yes.
And what was the purpose or the meaning behind it?
We started about a little over a year ago, I'd say. We got a grant to begin a vet-to-vet program, and that's matching veteran patients with veteran volunteers. And this kind of goes along with that, the veteran pinning ceremony. And when we have veteran volunteers that are available, they're invited to attend the ceremony as well. There was a grant given, and I believe there were maybe five of the grants were given in Iowa to start the vet-to-vet program, and Jim was the only one that got ours off the ground.
Oh, so you're the only one doing it here in Iowa.
Yeah, yeah.
And where do the veteran assistants come from? Are they recent veterans, or?
We recruit for volunteers. All the volunteers have to do a 14-hour training, and then we have an additional 2-hour training that we provide to our veteran volunteers that is specifically for the veteran part of it. And so the volunteers that we already had on board went through the veteran training that were veterans, and I'm actually recruiting for new volunteers, and I've been visiting like the local VFWs in our service area trying to recruit some new volunteers for our veterans as well.
The volunteers that you're getting, are they from Iraq, Afghanistan, or?
All of them, yep. All age groups. We have, our chaplain actually is a veteran, like I said, as well, and he served in Iraq. And then we have.
The response from the volunteers and the people receiving the care, what's their response?
Oh, it's been amazing, and the families are so grateful. We schedule this with the families and the patients, and we've had several that have invited their friends and their other family members and, you know, served refreshments and just really celebrated that patient service. And we're just so honored to be a part of that.
This is going on at the hospice tomorrow?
Tomorrow. This will take place in Sunrise Terrace in Winfield, the long-term care facility. And so we've notified them. And when we do them in facilities, a lot of times the patient and the family, they'll find us a spot in the front, like in the day room or, you know, a common area so that we have plenty of room. And
have you attended one of these ceremonies before?
I perform all of them.
Oh, interesting.
I do. Well, I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Awesome.
And so I manage the volunteers.
Well, you know the ins and outs of it.
Yeah.
What kind of ceremony is this? Is it emotional for the person receiving the recognition?
Yes, every one of them is different. You know, we have patients at different conditions, depending upon the level of their condition. All of them are very grateful, all of them. And the families are just so grateful. And, you know, providing that certificate and that pin just means so much to them. I know I've actually had two of my patients that we did the pinning ceremony for that when they passed, they actually were buried with their veteran pin on them, on their lapel. And so, you know, that's feels good that we are able to do that and honor them.
That was my conversation with Michelle Lowe with HCI Hospice Care Services. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.